All right, so here we go. Let me share with you very briefly some of what we have coming up this week. Tomorrow, we're going to do something I had mentioned that I would like for us to focus on at least once a week, and that has to do with resiliency, bouncing back. We have so much going on, and I'm telling you, curveballs are being thrown from various angles and constantly. We need to be able to bounce back. And so this Wednesday, I'll be focusing on developing resilience. This will come from this past Sunday's broadcast that many of you would not have heard because you would have been worshiping, which is a great thing. So this Wednesday, developing resilience. Thursday, we're going to talk some more about sleep, and we're going to talk about some ways that you can improve your sleep. Today, the focus is really about the impact, some of the negative impacts about sleep loss. And Thursday, we're going to focus on ways that you can get better sleep. Saturday, we're going to talk about sleep again. And the focus will be the positions that so many people sleep in when we sleep. What impact does it have on you? What might it say about who you are as a person? That's this Saturday. And do remember, this Friday, Power Friday, will be graced with the voice of Ambassador Harriet Elam Thomas. As she talks with us about the significance of mentoring, she talks with us about the significance of being able to reach out to and embrace other people, people of diverse cultures and ethnicities. We're going to be talking about some of the principles from her book, Diversifying Diplomacy. Her journey from Roxbury, Massachusetts, to Dakar, Africa. It's going to be a wonderful conversation this Friday at 1 o'clock. And do remember, you can go to speakingwith.com and click on the link entitled Listen Online at Your Convenience. And that will give you the opportunity to hear our broadcast literally at your convenience when you're ready to. You can use your smartphone because the site is now optimized for smartphones, smartphone use, so it truly is smartphone friendly. You can go online via your laptop, your desktop, whatever top you have, you can use it, and you can access speakingwith.com. All right, we're talking about sleep loss, and it is something to take seriously. What else does it do to us? Sleep loss. What did you come up with those few minutes that we were away for a few? What did you come up with? Other negative impacts of sleep loss. Right, how about this one? One of the things that the experts tell us is that sleep loss dumbs us down. Sleep plays a critical role in thinking and learning. And lack of sleep hurts these cognitive processes in many ways. For one thing, it impairs attention. It impairs concentration. How many of you have ever noticed that when you go night after night after night, losing your sleep, not getting enough sleep, that when you get to class and you're trying to focus on what the professor is saying, what the teacher is saying, or you're attending meetings and you're being introduced to people, and as much as you want to concentrate, as much as you want to pay attention to their facial features and what they're saying their names are, you just find it hard to concentrate. It's not because you don't want to. You're just truly having a difficult time focusing. Sleep loss can do that to you. Alertness, reasoning. And not only that, problem solving. So you're having difficulty paying attention, concentrating, reasoning, problem solving. That makes it more difficult to learn efficiently. And sleep loss causes that problem. Secondly, during the night, various sleep cycles play a role in consolidating memories in the mind. And if you don't get enough sleep, you won't be able to remember what you learned and experienced during the day. I want to caution you, I want to encourage you, ladies, gentlemen, don't make the mistake of using anything, caffeine, other drugs, etc., to keep yourselves awake late into the night so that you can stay awake and do your work. Not a good idea. Find a way. I mean, really, really examine your list of things to do. And when I say your list of things to do, I mean those major categories of responsibilities. Schoolwork, house chores, job, family building. The major categories of responsibilities. And within those major categories of responsibilities, those subcategories of responsibilities. For example, schoolwork, school. School, all right, what does that entail? It's more than just the letters S-C-H-O-O-L. You're talking about the time to get to class if you go to campus. I know a lot of you are doing it online. Oh, man, talk about convenience. Talking about time spent in class. You're talking about time spent studying. And I'm talking about just the act of studying now, getting the information into the brains. And then time spent actually completing homework assignments, and on. Make that list of everything that makes up, that falls under the category of school, because that lets you know how you really need to spend your time. And you need to do that for every course you take. Every course. You're talking about chores at the house. Okay, don't just leave it at chores. Break it down. What are your chores? Do you clean the kitchen? What does that mean? Clean the kitchen. Do you wash the dishes, pots and pans, dry them, put them away? Do you sweep and mop the kitchen floor? What exactly do you do when you clean the kitchen? Write it down. How much time does it take to do each of these things? And on you go. Really break down how, you know, what you use your time for from day to day. And figure out how you can manage that time so well that you're able to get all of that done, all of it done. You may not be able to do everything every day. For example, if you vacuum the carpet in the house and take out the trash, you may take out the trash, especially kitchen trash, every day. You may not. It may not be necessary to vacuum every day, though. If you don't need to, don't. You know, if it's agreed that if the carpet's not a mess, doesn't need vacuuming, that you won't, so that you can devote more time to other things that need to be done. Find out how to maximize the use of your time so that you don't find yourselves staying up any later than necessary to get your schoolwork done. It may be necessary to stay up late, but try not to be up any later than you need to be. Try not to spend too much time socializing. Going overboard with that, and you're spending 2 and 3 hours socializing when maybe 30 to 60 minutes will have to do so that you can get everything else done. And maybe once a week, you can really splurge with that social time. One day out of the week where it really won't hurt anything for you to spend 3 hours socializing, 4 hours socializing. Strategically, manage your time. Because remember, we need those sleep cycles. You've heard us talk about this before. It helps us with regards to consolidating memories. It also helps us with regards to the healing process. Very often, the body is healing itself, and we know nothing about it. We don't even realize that some of the things that are going wrong with the body are going wrong with the body. But the body's aware of it, and the body's in the process of steadily healing what it can. We don't want to interfere with that process by interfering with the sleep cycles. So as much as we can, let's be about the business of getting our proper sleep. We're going to hear some more too. Definitely going to hear some more about what sleep loss does to us. Stay with me.